Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A dense fog advisory is currently in effect until late this morning. Some freezing fog early on today, then partly sunny with a high nearing 34. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with a low around 18. Still cloudy on Tuesday with a high of 36, before a slight chance for some snow showers over Tuesday night, otherwise cloudy with a low around 22. Cloudy and breezy on Wednesday with a high nearing 34 degrees. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently at 7 above.
Kansas, Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the state legislative session of 2023 ended last week with some conversation regarding a sales tax holiday going into school season every year for the first week of August. The plan would be to suspend the sales tax on all school supplies for parents. And the conversations ended last week with some bipartisan support.
This shouldn't be a partisan issue. This should be an issue that brings everybody together to do what's in the best interest of our kids, our parents, our teachers. And the school sales tax holiday is just that.
That was Governor Laura Kelly on Kate News. As the state legislature has officially submitted SB 21 and 29 that would create that special sales tax holiday for Kansans for school supplies. Right now, the state of Kansas is sitting on a $2 billion revenue surplus. As some parents say, it's a great way for them to get a little bit of relief.
Anything, you know, to help to save money or cut corners would absolutely help parents, especially parents that are living paycheck to paycheck. So, yeah, I mean, it would help us a lot.
Mid-American Network News.
Go Hog Wild, Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you.
Ever stare at the Hog Wild menu and feel like you can't make up your mind because it all looks so good? Well, Bingo Brashears, Hog Wild partner and general manager at 21st and Tyler, has the tastiest solution.
When I want a little bit of everything, I get a little bit of everything on Hog Wild Smokestack Sandwich. On a butter-toasted bun, we pile our hickory-smoked beef brisket with juicy hot links, and you top it with our award-winning barbecue sauce. The hard part is choosing between fresh curly fries, classic baked beans, or coleslaw on the side.
Hog Wild Pit Barbecue's hero of a sandwich saves the biggest appetites from indecision at all six locations in Wichita. Also in Derby, El Dorado, Hutchinson, and Salina.
Go Hog Wild Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you. But don't be late, we close at 8.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigations has arrested a man from Salina in suspicion of dealing methamphetamine in the community. As Cake News reports, 55-year-old Gregory Bo Westfall was arrested at a hotel in Salina for alleged distribution or possession with the intent to distribute methamphetamine. Law enforcement had received the tip to investigate the hotel room when they found the drug paraphernalia, and during the search uncovered methamphetamine, counterfeit oxycodone pills that are believed to be laced with fentanyl, along with an illegal firearm. Westfall was booked into the Dickinson County Jail with additional charges pending. And the investigation on the incident is still ongoing. In other news, a Kansas man has been convicted by a federal court that insisted that a death threat he made against Congressman Jake LaTurner from the 2nd District was a message from God. Cake News reports a 32-year-old Chase Neal of Lawrence, Kansas, was found guilty of a single count of threatening a U.S. government official after the courts concluded that a reasonable person would find that he had made a true threat and intended to either intimidate LaTurner or interfere with his work as a Republican congressman representing the state of Kansas.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the former Commissioner of Education for the state of Nebraska, Matthew Bloomstead, officially resigned from the position back on January 3rd after serving the role for 9 years. And because of that resignation, the Nebraska State Board of Education is looking for a new commissioner. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports it right now. Deputy Commissioner Deborah Friesen has been announced as the interim Commissioner of Education by the State Board, but they say they have launched a nationwide search to find candidates for the position. With the nationwide search, the Nebraska Board of Education has chosen McPherson and Jacobson LLC to do the search, but while the search continues, the board is responsible for choosing the next commissioner, but they say they are looking for feedback on the selection process. In other news, the Nebraska American Legion has officially announced Duncan Field in the city of Hastings to host the 2023 Nebraska American Legion Senior State Tournament. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that it is a partnership between the Nebraska American Legion and the Hastings American Legion, and the tournament is set to run from July 22nd through the 26th.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Angie Price of Marysville was selected county treasurer by members of the Marshall County Democratic Central Committee meeting Thursday. She will fill the unexpired term of Jamie Ellenbecker after her retirement at the end of this February. Angie Price has worked in the treasurer's office several years and served as deputy treasurer. She was the only nominee, and her name will go to the Kansas governor for approval. At last week's commissioners meeting, Public Works gave an update on plans for bridges and structures to be constructed this year, with 12 to be built, 8 by county crews, and 4 contracted. Each was discussed at length. Priorities have not been determined. Commissioner John Unger shared a concern regarding heavy non-local truck traffic on the Oquito Road. Public Works will look into additional signage that could be put at the highway intersection. Some type of resolution addressing non-local heavy trucks on North 12th Road may be considered. The sheriff requested part-time deputy pay be increased from $20.89 per hour to $22 an hour to remain competitive. A motion approving that was passed. The sheriff's office will begin the accreditation process through the state, which could take up to 2 years to complete. Tim Ackerman is looking at hiring Ashley Beeney as independent contractor to complete the process, expecting 20 to 24 hours per week. Plans for construction of a new health building in Marysville are progressing. The board will be receiving an updated estimate for jail construction and will then decide if they need to do a new resolution or set a date for a special election to move forward with a lease purchase option to build a new jail. A petition challenging the commissioner's previous resolution has been filed and validated. Public meetings will be scheduled regarding plans and the need for a new jail facility. Marshall County is pre-qualified for $100,000 in American Rescue Plan funding, half for fiscal year 2022, the remainder for 2023, which will be received later this year. Washington County Commissioners' recent meeting was mostly routine business, as they further continued discussion regarding potential for establishing a countywide ambulance service, options, and the process involved. No decisions were made, but indications are that a decision should be made soon as to direction. A county tax sale is planned February 14th in Washington County, with 21 parcels currently listed as eligible. Those may be redeemed before the sale date if property taxes are brought current. Nemahal County Commissioners did not meet last week. A $38,000 Strategic Economic Expansion and Development Grant has been awarded Friends of Vermilion through the Kansas Department of Commerce that will aid funding a variety of projects, including drainage and sidewalks, as well as updated playground equipment near the City Hall Library and Historic Train Depot, which both house museums. 10% matching funds through local individuals and businesses will be used toward the seed grant from the state, and the project is expected to be completed later this year.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken cordon bleu, scalloped potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and cinnamon apples. Tomorrow, chili with a cinnamon roll, celery and carrots, and apricots. KNDY News Time 7:14.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment with Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A dense fog advisory is currently in effect until late this morning. Conditions still staying dry and slightly above average throughout early this week before a small low-pressure system starts to move through over Tuesday night. Some freezing fog is possible early on today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Cloudy skies continue throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. And a slight chance for some snow showers throughout Tuesday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Between a half an inch and 1 inch of snow accumulation is possible. Conditions staying cloudy and breezy on Wednesday with our highs in the lower to upper 30s, northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And staying cooler throughout Wednesday night, cloudy skies with our lows in the lower to upper teens. Northwest winds still around 15 miles per hour and gusting as high as 25. And cooler on Thursday, sunny with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late January 40, record high on this date 68. The average low 18, the record low 15 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:41. Sunset this evening at 5:37. 4 to 5 inch snow accumulation reported over the weekend. Just 9 degrees. Chilly start to our Monday. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 23rd of January. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Now with extended hours, the Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro in Marysville is open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 until 2 Saturday and Sunday. More time to grab your favorite coffee, pies, sandwiches, and afternoon teas. Daily specials will have you trying something new each time you order. The Empty Cup, downtown Marysville. Open now weekdays 7 until 7 and weekends 7 until 2.
Niners and Bengals heading back to the conference championships. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Cowboys and 49ers renewed their playoff rivalry after Dallas tied the game in the third at 9. San Francisco looked to regain the lead in the fourth.
Purdy out of the shotgun. Kittle and Juszczyk are right. Ayuk the other side. Hand off McCaffrey. Touchdown!
The call on KNBR, Christian McCaffrey's two-yard run put the Niners ahead. The defense clamped down after that. Final score, San Francisco 19, the Cowboys 12. It was another frustrating playoff game for the Buffalo Bills. Hosting the Bengals, Cincinnati drew first blood and never looked back. Already up by a touchdown late in the third, Joe Mixon found pay dirt.
Burrow hands it off. Mixon goes airborne. Touchdown run for Joe Mixon.
The call on WLW, Bengals over the Bills 27-10. Next, conference championship weekend. The Niners head to Philadelphia to face the Eagles. The Bengals head to Kansas City to tangle with the Chiefs. NBA, without Nikola Jokic, the Nuggets look to extend their league-leading 9-game win streak at home against the Thunder. Late fourth quarter, though, OKC with the ball tied at 99.
Down the lane to Shea. Pump fakes. Leans in baseline. Back to home, a 7-footer. Thunder 101. The Nuggets 99.
The call on WWLS. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander's shot held up. Jamal Murray missing a game-tying shot at the end. Thunder win 101-99. Chris Paul made his return from a hip injury, scoring 22 points and dishing out 11 assists. Suns edging the Grizzlies 112-110. NCAA top 25 action. Number one, Houston, home against Temple.
Shed lobs it in to Mark. No! Temple has done it! Temple slays the dragon!
The call on ESPN. The Owls shocked the Cougars 56-55. NHL, Boston won its league best 37th game, shutting out the Sharks 4-0. New Jersey edged Pittsburgh 2-1 in overtime, and Arizona skated by Vegas 4-1. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Back to basketball in the Twin Valley League Tournament. The afternoon and evening games Saturday were suspended on account of weather. In girls action at 1 o'clock, Frankfort plays Lynn for 7th place. Valley Heights girls meet Centralia for 5th. Boys play at 2:30, Valley Heights and Washington County for 7th. Troy and Centralia square off at 5th place. Consolation games at 4. Washington County girls host Clifton Clyde. Hanover boys meet Clifton Clyde. We'll have that live on FM 95.5, along with the championships tonight. At 6, Hanover girls meet Donovan West. At 7:30, Axtell boys play Blue Valley. Again, 3 games back-to-back, 4, 6, and 7:30 on FM 95.5, on air, online, and on our mobile app.
Don't head out on your next adventure riding on a set of tires you're not sure will make it across town. Stop by and see Bryce at Hilltop Tires in Marysville. With the knowledge to set you up right and the personal style you prefer, you'll leave Hilltop flying high. Fitting tires for everything from semis to ATVs. Hilltop Tires is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 until noon, because flats don't have a schedule. Located below the old water tower in Marysville, call Bryce today at 785-619-6035.
Here's a get your ag news for the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Recently, I had the opportunity to sit down and speak with Scarla Hagans, who's the head of the Kansas Livestock Association. One item we discussed was the new WOTUS rule.
Yeah, that's really a frustrating situation. You know, it just seems like every new administration wants to rework that definition, and it just puts ag producers at a disadvantage because they're always in flux as to what the new definition is going to be. And so it's really frustrating that they have implemented yet another new rule, and it's one that is doesn't take into account a lot of the things that we wanted them to take into account as far as ephemeral streams, you know, on farms and ranches, and we wanted those to not be an issue. But unfortunately, EPA decided they were going to issue yet another definition. And so it's frustrating. It's frustrating, and it brings a lot more uncertainty that really farmers and ranchers don't need right now. There's plenty of uncertainty in this industry. Yeah. We didn't need yet more on another WOTUS rule. So it will be something that we're going to have to struggle with throughout the year. And so we'll be paying close attention to that and looking for ways that we can work through that.
What could be some of the possible outcomes for livestock producers? Because this could start costing money at a certain point, could it not?
Yes, absolutely. And I think right now, NCBA, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, will be looking at, looking at ways that they can address it through the federal court system, because that's kind of where we are. That's what they've left for us to address it through. And not just NCBA, but other trade associations are going to look to see if they can use the federal court system to stop the current rule until we can see a better way to address it.
Got your Ag News. I'm Jeff Aiken.
There's an infinite number of right ways when it comes to cattle reproduction, but I think we can all come together and agree that cedars aren't always trees. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State Beef Reproductive Specialist Sandy Johnson shares insight on ovulation synchronization and introduces the 7-in-7 sync protocol.
You know, we used to talk really about estrus synchronization, so we wanted them to come and heat at the same time, which we still do, but now we're really more interested in a finer point of that, and that is ovulation synchronization, so that we can inseminate those cows all at one time, which allows us to schedule artificial insemination. And I think that's what's really allowed more producers to adopt it, because if they're not comfortable inseminating themselves, it's much easier to plan January 14th at 2 p.m. we're going to breed these cows or whatever. So that ability to schedule, I think, has really helped that technology go further. AI use is elevating the quality of our entire beef herd, and as we are able to use those superior sires further, it just really raises the quality of our industry as a whole. And I think those that have put the time and effort into it really have been able to make it pay off.
Johnson emphasizes the importance of utilizing their list of recommended protocols.
There's a lot of things you can do. What we've tried to do is make a short list of things that do work. Rather than experiment on your own, take advantage of our collective successes and failures. I'm referring to the lists of recommended protocols that our Beef Reproduction Task Force puts out to try and make it simpler to pick out something and have success. The 7-day co-sync plus cedar is probably the most commonly used for cows right now. So that's 3 trips down the chute, with a 3rd trip being insemination. You know, we can always combine some heat detection in any of these protocols, but, you know, it just depends on your situation, whether that's really feasible or not.
Johnson goes on to highlight the 7-7 sync protocol.
The 7-7 sync is a pre-synchronization protocol that leaves a seeder in place for 14 days and changes the order of progression of some of our injections from what people are used to, which is important to note. The bottom line, I think, for this discussion is that it adds a fourth handling. If the result is good enough, some people are fine with that. What we see broadly with this protocol is that the estrus response when we remove that seeder is very good, but we don't always see an improvement in pregnancy rate with that 7-7 sync protocol compared to the 7-7. Whatever it is, you've got options. I think that's the good part. There are options and several things that'll work, and hopefully you can find one that fits your situation.
That was Sandy Johnson, K-State Beef Reproductive Specialist, discussing synchronization protocol in cattle. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks from Beatra 77 Livestock. It is a Monday, and let's get after it with a 10 o'clock start here today. Well, the bad news, I guess, let's talk about good news. The moisture, the snow, the rain, and everything. And once you get it cleaned up, certainly feels really good when it talk about moisture. Well, the bad news is the cattle market, we lost a couple bucks last week. 155 in the cash steer and heifer report. 248 in the carcass, folks, so certainly looks like it'll hang in there, and we hope for the gains on the positive side. Well, to be positive, we've got a great 10 o'clock sale here today. We'll get the cows and the bulls out of the way, and then certainly we will get into the hay sale. That's at 12 o'clock noon, and it looks like nobody wanted to put that good square bales on the ground, but we do have straw, 86 square bales, and I would think that we would certainly get some grass square bales in here this morning. Give us a call if you want to check it out. In the big round bale department, we have round alfalfa, 12 first cut. They weigh 13-13. Round alfalfa, we have 11 third cut, weigh 19-18. Now, that is 21 crop, but certainly good-looking round bales. And then we've got an additional 4 round bales. It'd be the same as the good third cutting last week. They weigh 20-60. In the feeder cattle, that will get started right at 12:30 here today. Got a great run of calves, guys. Everything is weaned except for the first ones that we're going to talk about. But we certainly got all the wean dates, the vaccinations, and here we go. There's 8 blacks. They're going to be steering heifers coming off the cow. They're going to be 300-pounders. They're Gary Renner's out of Crete. Casey McLaughlin out of Diller's got 9 black. And black baldies are going to be 4 to 650 pounds. Havlitz out of Crete's got 20 head of blacks. They're going to be 4 to 500. Zohoric out of Crete's got 12 head of blacks. They're going to be 850 pounds. Dwayne Cracky out of DeWitt's got 14 black and reds. They're going to weigh 4 to 600. J.B. Nicholas out of Pawnee City, 15 black, all heifers, 5 to 550. Todd and Hayden Elmers out of Liberty, they've got a great set of black 100 head of steers. They're going to be all steers, folks. They're going to weigh 650 to 750. Incidentally, the Elmers got a great set of heifers coming next week. Certainly high-quality heifers. Well, here today, Rob, Rand, and Nolan Schaefer's got their fall calves. They are 63 black steering heifers. They're weaned. They're double vacced. They're 450 to 600 pounds. What a great opportunity to see these calves here today, as we do have the big 300 head dispersal sale on Saturday. So the Schaefer calves are here today. They're going to be followed by Bus Booms, 12 head of blacks. They're going to be 600 pounds. Kenny Wagner out of Barnston, 45 black, black baldy, steering heifer, 675 to 775. The Ebers out of Sterling's got 27 black and black baldies. They're going to be 8 to 900. Bill and Bryce Crop out of Cook, 28 black and red, steering heifer, 6 to 800. Dallas and Jeremy Royals got 22 blacks. They're going to be 5 to 650. Chad Pester's got a group of 22 blacks. They're going to be 550 to 6.5. Gary and Reese Grunewald out of Pickrell's got 50 blacks. They're going to be good calves, 550 to 675. Reed's cattle out of Crete's got 30 blacks. They're going to be all steers, 550 to 750. Virginia Mort out of Pawnee City's got 16 black and black baldies. They're going to be 550 to 650. Mormeyer Brothers out of Roca, 25 blacks are going to be 5 to 700. Justin Wiegand out of Beatrice got 40 blacks are going to be 7 to 850. Kapke Brothers out of Claytonia, 16 black and char, they're going to be 650 to 750. Eric Hinko out of February's got 30 Hereford steers. They're going to weigh 6 to 750. He's also got 10 F1 black baldy, red baldy heifers. They're going to be 6.5 to 700. Lemke out of Sterling's got 13 blacks. They're going to weigh 4 to 600. And the Bausch family out of Burchard's got 10 black and reds. They're going to weigh 5 to 600. Certainly a great set of cattle here today. The quality is very, very good. So give us a call. Tanya, Rick, or Denny, along with Gail Harden and Ryan Sommerhalder. Folks, we certainly would enjoy your call in regards to an interest in your cattle. We appreciate your business.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 9 degrees in Marysville this morning. Likely some slick spots here and about as some snow melt on Sunday may have refrozen. Highs forecast to pass the freezing mark into the 30s today.
Some of the best ideas don't come about by design, but by accident. All about the classic toys that almost weren't next on the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 23rd, the 23rd day of the year. First signer of the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, was born on this day. This is also a red letter day in toy history. In 1957, the Wham-O Company introduced America to the Frisbee. The flying disc evolved from pie tins tossed about by students at Yale. Some of the best classic toys, in fact, have surprising origins. In 1943, a naval engineer knocked some springs off of a shelf and marveled at how they walked instead of fell, and the slinky was born. And research into rubber substitutes during World War II gave us silly putty. So the next time you have a silly accident, pay close attention. It could turn into a million-dollar toy. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the NFL divisional rounds are over, and the Kansas City Chiefs are again moving on to the conference championships coming up this weekend after their 7-point victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars on Saturday, 27-20.
And Mahomes steps up, throws to the back, touchdown! Marquez Valdez Scantling!
By the end of the game, Patrick Mahomes ended up putting 195 yards on the board with two touchdowns and having 22 out of 30 attempts at passing. Isaiah Pacheco was the big one with 95 yards total in the game and 12 career carries. Number 87, Travis Kelce, also ran for 98 yards for the game with two touchdowns, averaging 7 yards a carry. The AFC Championships are next coming up on Sunday next weekend as the Kansas City Chiefs are at home at Arrowhead Stadium taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. As the Bengals are number one in the AFC North, finishing 12-4 for the regular season, the Chiefs are sitting at 14-3 at American Network Sports.
Marysville boys finish runner-up in the Thunder Classic at Seneca Saturday, dropping a 61-52 decision to Atchison. In the consolation, St. Mary's Academy took St. Mary's 56-53. And the Hiawatha boys beat host Nemaha Central for fifth place, 47-43. Marysville girls fell to state-ranked Nemaha Central Friday evening, 42-38. And open play with host Hiawatha Tuesday evening in tournament action at 7:30. Twin Valley League play Saturday saw Troy over Blue Valley in girls action, 48-34, while Onega girls beat Axtell, 56-29. In the boys division, Onega took Donova West, 64-52 in double overtime, while the Wetmore boys stopped Lynn, 33-26. Afternoon and evening games were suspended due to the weather and will resume Monday. In girls play at 1 o'clock, Lynn meets Frankfort for 7th place and Valley Heights takes on Centralia for 5th. Boys play at 2:30. Valley Heights meets Washington County for 7th and Troy faces Centralia for 5th. In the consolations at 4 o'clock, Washington County girls host Clifton Clyde. Hanover boys face Clifton Clyde. We'll have that game live on FM 95.5 along with the girls championship at 6. Hanover girls meet Donovan West. Then at 7:30, Axtell boys face Blue Valley. Again, live continuing coverage begins at 4 on KNDY FM 95.5, on air, online, and on our mobile app. Marysville wrestlers had 3 fourth-place finishers Saturday in the Beloit Invitational. Wilson, Trimble, and Wassenberg. Fredrickson took 5th and Waters 6th among medalists as the MHS team finished 7th overall. Paige Siemens and Ella Johnson won first at Rock Creek last week. Jenica Hubbard placed 4th. The wrestling team is at Chapman in a double duel Tuesday and will host Abilene Thursday with senior night.
Atchison Phoenix came back with a strong second half, defeating Marysville 61-52 in the Thunder Classic Boys Championship at Nemaha Central Saturday. Marysville up 5 at the half, was outscored 14-4 in the third quarter, and Atchison took the fourth, 22-18, to seal the deal. With 4 Phoenix double figures led by junior starter Trey Carter with 17 points,